Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to week six of the NFL season, and it is time for another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about all things NFL Week 6. Our goal, as always, is to help you win your league. Let's go ahead and introduce who's on the show. Talk to me about how your loon fantasy season is going. Go ahead, Justin.
Well, I am 1-4, which is not great in the loon league. However, like a lot of people and like most of my leagues, I look at my team, I look at the other teams in the league, and I still feel good about my team. I think I should have a better record. Part of it is we're all in the same division. And if you look at the other division, you know, the last place team in our division has as many points as the first place team in the other division, damn near. So, yeah, I'm okay. I mean, 1-4 is terrible, but I am basically a win away from being in a playoff spot. So,
Jack.
Well, let's be clear. JJ's 1-4. I'm 2-3, and we have the exact same amount of points for, and only 4 points difference on the points against. So, JJ's had someone score 4 more points on him over the last 5 weeks, and it's cost him that. And Lyle only has 491 points for, and he's 4-1. Everyone has outscored Lyle, and he's 4-1.
Yeah.
So, same thing, JJ. I look at my roster and I go, it ain't great, but I am putting up points. So who knows?
Well, Bijan Sloop is doing all right. That's my team. I am in second behind Lyle, but we're both 4-1, and I actually have higher playoff percentage than he does.
John, over 5 weeks, you have scored 150 more points than Lyle.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm the highest scorer in the league right now, but that's about to change.
A week.
Yeah. Anyway, on the show this week, we will have start sit for week six. Free agents you're shooting for, daily fantasy talk, and it's time to talk about the injury report. Here we go. These guys popped up on the injury report this week. Keep an eye out tomorrow to see what their status is. That includes Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Matt Stafford, Josh Allen, and Anthony Richardson still, but he did get practice in this week. Keep an eye out for those guys. As far as running backs go, James Cook has a little toe problem. Bijan Robinson, hamstring and shoulder. Travis Etienne, Aaron Jones, he's on a bye though this week. Rashad White, Chase Brown, Devon Achane, whatever's going on there. Ramondre Stevenson, Zach Moss, Alvin Kamara, Gus Edwards, Austin Eckler, and Trey Sermon. Jonathan Taylor's backup is now hurt along with the rest of the team. As far as wide receivers go, the big story of last week, Nico Collins, IR. They did the right thing. Just put him on IR. Just do it. Get this thing settled up. He's the best receiver in the NFL right now. Michael Pittman out as well. Josh Downs from the Colts is hurt. Jacoby Myers, Xavier Leggett, Rashid Shaheed, Gabe Davis, Rashad Bateman, Darnell Mooney, and Malik Neighbors just went from questionable status to out status again for this week. As far as tight ends go, we've got David Njoku, Tommy Tremble. Yeah, well, we brought him up once, so I thought I would. Mike Gesicki and Tyler Conklin all showing up on the injury report. Again, tomorrow, you take a look. You decide if they're in or out or if you're putting them on your fantasy bench. Fellas, I want to throw some names out. We're at week six right now, and I want to throw some names out to you. Sit these guys or bench these guys? And they're all big names. Justin, Anthony Richardson.
Bench.
Yeah.
Everyone knows how I felt about Anthony Richardson at the beginning of the year. I think, well, let me be clear, Dynasty, don't give him up. Don't give him away. Richardson had only started like 17 football games between high school, college, and the NFL last year. So yeah. There's still some chance. Listen, if you're asking me right now, I got to bet $100 on how his career goes. I'm going to bet $100 that somebody else is their starting quarterback by 2026.
And maybe I should change this to start, bench, or drop with some of these guys in here.
Bench. Don't drop Richardson. He's too electric running the football. Remember, Lamar Jackson wasn't the greatest passer when he came out. Michael Vick wasn't the greatest passer. You know, they both had really strong arms. So they're still a chance for Richardson, but man, the passing is, it's bad. So bench.
Start, bench, or drop, Jack, Mark Andrews.
I'm gonna bench him. I'm not gonna drop Andrews just yet. He did get a couple of passes tossed his way in the last game. Likely looks a lot better, obviously, but that team's one injury away from Mark Andrews being the number one weapon again. So I would bench him. I wouldn't drop him. I'd certainly want to trade him. And if it was me with Anthony Richardson, I'd drop him for so many reasons. But the primary reason is so that someone else picks him up and has that garbage on their team.
Start, bench, I know you won't drop, Justin, Patrick Mahomes.
Bench, bench, bench. And honestly, he's going to have a big game. Hopefully it's Monday night. And if he does, immediately try to trade him. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, I'll take him over any quarterback in the NFL for my team right now to win a Super Bowl. In fantasy football, there's a reason he's not on any of my rosters.
Yep.
I didn't draft him. I love the guy. He's phenomenal. And this is before all the injuries that they had. Mm. But we saw it last year as well. Mahomes just wants to win. He's going to do whatever it takes to win. And if he's in a spot where he's got to sling the thing, he will, and he'll have a big game. But if they're ahead or if they're close, you know, Mahomes is – he's gotten really good at making good decisions is how I'll put it. So bench.
All right. Start or bench. You're not dropping him. I know this, Jack. Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah. So I think in most teams, you're going to have to keep starting Ayuk. He did have a big game 2 weeks ago. I think this, so obviously the Thursday night game wasn't his biggest game, though he was involved. The week before that, he had a good game. So I think based on where you drafted him, based on what's available at wide receiver with so many wideouts being injured, you've got to keep starting Ayuk, but you need to temper that expectation and know that he's a WR2 or a sexy flexy, even though he is getting paid and expected and drafted almost like a WR1. So paid like one, drafted like a borderline WR1. So, but no way I'm dropping him. But again, this is a guy I'd trade, John.
Yeah. All right. We're going to come back and talk daily fantasy news and strategy on week 6 of the NFL season. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. It's time to talk daily fantasy news and strategy for week 6, and let's kick it off with quarterbacks. Justin, what do you got?
Well, I'm going to spend a little bit of money this week, and it's a gut feeling. It happened last year where this team just kind of took off, this connection, you know, took off the stack, and without any further ado, Dak Prescott, $6,700 playing Detroit in Dallas. Detroit really struggles against the pass with their secondary. They're 26th against quarterback. I feel like Dak's due. I think he's just due for a 3 or 4 touchdown game. They got things going with Tolbert last week, which I think is going to help CeeDee Lamb as well. So that's it. Dak Prescott. I got a feeling this week, and I like the matchup.
Nice. Jack, quarterbacks.
I don't know if I like Dak. I don't trust him to win me money, although if he goes off, he'll probably have 40 points. I'm saving all of my money. I'm going for rushing touchdowns and putting my money elsewhere, and I'm getting Drake May in the lineup. With Houston coming to New England, he's $5,000. I'm thinking 100 rushing yards and 1 rushing touchdown and maybe 100 passing yards. So as long as he doesn't fumble, I should make some money.
Well, let me tell you who I've got in. And he's a GPP play only. And this is probably his last start before he gets benched. So it better be a good one so he doesn't get benched. And that's my man, Billy Jeans. Will Levis. Yeah, he's playing against Indianapolis, who has the worst secondary, maybe the worst defense in the NFL. It is awful. And I like this play at $4,000 or $4,800 in a GPP setting. Trust me. I want Dak Prescott. I want these guys that Jack and Justin gave you, but in a GPP, let's have a little fun. And I'll throw another name out there, and that's Spencer Rattler. He's getting the start in New Orleans this week, $4,000. The guy has awesome talent. He just doesn't. He's got a 10-cent brain, but again, a GPP play, why not? Throw $3 at Spencer Rattler and see what happens. Jack, running backs.
Yep. So spending my money here, I always like having Derrick Henry in there. So I know he's the most expensive after Saquon. I don't care. I'm putting him in. And if you want to, you can't go too cheap at running back. You just can't do it. Keep an eye on Cincinnati and see if Chase Brown plays or not, and throw him or Zach Moss in. One of those two guys will be relatively cheap. You can also get Breece Hall for $6,800 going against Buffalo in New York on Monday night. Rodgers needs a win. Again, I've said it so many times, and every now and again a coach will do it, but you can beat the Buffalo Bills in New York if Breece Hall gets 20 to 30 carries. Give him 25 carries, 25 totes of the rock, and you'll burn enough clock and score enough points that you can keep Buffalo on the sideline. So we'll see, but $6,800, I think it's a pretty good value.
Justin.
Man, I'm still I'm thinking about your guys' quarterback calls, which I like on the budget. I like the Levis angle, but God, he's averaging 2 turnovers a game. He's got 6 picks and 3 fumbles in 4 games.
Jameis Winston light, brother.
I know, but you know what? Last year he had a game or two. Remember his first one where he just went off.
Yep.
And if you're planning it, it does give you a fairly affordable stack option as well. Okay, running back. On that note, I actually like this matchup as well with Tennessee and Indianapolis, and I'm going to go with Tony Pollard. I gave you Tony Pollard's last name last week, and it was likely a win for you. He had a good week. I think he has another good week. I really think Pollard is just – he's fully healthy. You know, we've seen this time and time again in the NFL with players. Some players just don't recover as quickly as we expect from an injury, whether it's getting the confidence back in that appendage, whatever it may be. But Pollard, he's looking good again. I like Pollard, $6,000 against Indy's 25th ranked defense against running backs.
Yeah, for sure. I like Pollard as well. I also like, and you just got to keep an eye on this situation because you won't put him in your lineup if it's Mixon is still hurt. Damian Pierce is an animated corpse. Akers is banged up. So Houston has given the ball to Dare Ogunbowale. I think I said that right. Yeah, he's 30 years old, but he's got full tread on the tires because he hasn't played a whole lot. $4,800, and I also like that matchup against New England. It's a value play, but you have to look first. Don't be setting any lineups with this guy until Sunday morning. How about
he's a great, great pass catcher.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets a lot of targets.
Yep.
for an RB.
Yep. So then let's move on to wide receivers. Justin.
Well, I have one more running back for you real quick.
Yeah.
Najee Harris at $5,800 against Las Vegas. Las Vegas is kind of in disarray right now, and they are terrible against the run as well. 29th, $5,800. This is, you know, your last week, I think, with Najee being solo, and then they'll probably get some players back. But, at wide receiver, I talked about Dak. If you can afford it, pair him with CeeDee Lamb. If you can't, don't worry about it. I've got Jalen Tolbert. We had a nice week last week. He had a couple good games last year. He's $5,000. Again, Detroit secondary. For fantasy purposes, they're giving up a ton of points. So it's a good value play. I've got two more good values, but I'll let you two guys go. I don't want to steal any of your thunder.
Tolbert was on my list. Jack, who do you got?
Tolbert is on my list. I think you can go Drake London for $6,700. John, you mentioned Mooney. Is he, he's a little banged up. He's out.
I'd have to look at the report again, but I think he's just banged up. I think he's going to be playing.
Okay, if he doesn't, go with McLeod.
Roll with Ray Ray. But if not, you can pick on either side of the ball here, Baltimore or Washington. Get you some Zay Flowers and Terry McLaurin, $6,500. Both deep pass defenses are pretty weak, so I like this is going to be a fun game to watch. Should score some points.
I like Josh Downs if he plays because he always gets open, and I don't mind. I don't care who's playing quarterback; he just always gets open. My value play for the week is Xavier Hutchinson at $3,300. He stepped into the Nico Collins role when Nico Collins stepped out of it. You're not going to get Nico Collins' numbers, but you're going to get a guy who plays the slot and does. He's got a good matchup again this week, and he's going to be in a CJ Stroud offense. I like it for $3,300. I think that's a huge value play. Who else did you have, Justin?
Old Wandale Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Going back to the well, but Neighbors, it looks like he isn't going to play again.
He's not.
Keep an eye on that. Same deal, right? If he doesn't, even if he does, it's still a pretty good play against Cincinnati. I expect Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and Higgins to keep cooking regardless. So, the Giants are going to have to throw the ball. I like Wandale Robinson as well at receiver. And then to your point, right? If Mooney doesn't go, then get Ray McLeod in there for sure. He's even cheaper than Darnell Mooney at 53.
Yeah, I was gonna say Darius Slayton too, because I mean, 11 targets last week for 122 and a touchdown, and he's $4,600. Yeah, with Neighbors out, it just opens up a whole variety of things there.
They just plug him in every year. Somebody gets hurt, Slayton comes in, you know, and does a good job for the Giants. Who do you got at tight end, Jack?
Well, so tight end starting to heat up a little bit. Some players are starting to perform. Still a place, John, I'm with you, where you can go and save some money, though. Kyle Pitts for 4,400, again, Atlanta at Carolina. I just kind of like that matchup. And again, look at Houston as well, with as banged up as they are at the wide receiver core, and see what's going on there with Schultz. But I wouldn't spend more than $4,200 on – there's no way I'm dropping $6K on Bowers. Not happening. So keep your tight end at the $4,000 level would be my recommendation above a name.
Justin.
Well, if you are looking at your lineup going, man, if I could only find a tight end that was even cheaper than most of the defenses, have I got a name for you? Theo Johnson.
Mm.
Back to the New York Giants. Had 5 receptions last week. He is on the field for almost every play. He is the tight end number one. And he hadn't really done much before last week, but he had been on the field. He had been playing. He's getting the first team reps. So he's $2,700 again against that Cincinnati team. The Giants playing at home. Cincinnati has, over the last few years, has really struggled against tight ends. So I like the matchup in that regard. If you don't want to take that big a risk, then get yourself some Zach Ertz. He's right around $5,000. For Washington, again, pieces of that Washington-Baltimore game. This is a primetime game. This is Jaden Daniels' first opportunity to really get some national exposure on a televised game. I don't think he is unaware of that, and I expect fireworks. It's going to be fun.
Zach Ertz was my super high-end play at $3,700. I don't mind some Cade Otton in New Orleans is 31st against the tight end. He's averaging 6 points a game, which means Mayfield's throwing him the ball, $3,500. And, my last one was Chigakwonko. I mean, I know I keep picking on this Tennessee Indy game. Indy's defense is awful. I mean, it is so, so bad. In fact, they're 30th against the tight end and $3,300. And that saves you room for, a lot of other good players. All right, we will come back. Time to talk free agents in the United States Marine Corps waiver wire warriors. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome. We're back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Hey, we did not go through defenses, but we pretty much all have Tampa Bay, just to let you know that, against New Orleans and Spencer Rattler. It's a pretty simple choice there, so just letting you know that. Pizza and football, you know that. It's a winning combination, and it makes you feel good to shop local. At least it should, anyway. Well, if you want to have pizza and you want to shop local, we want you to stop by or dial up Giovanni's Pizza and enjoy the game even more. Locally owned and operated, they use fresh ingredients. They have take and bake options, so you can have plenty of pizza all the way up through the Sunday night game. Pizza, wings, wraps, pasta. They have salads that are delicious as well. Delivery, dine-in, take and bake. It smells like football season to us here. Call Giovanni's Pizza in Wilmer now and take a break from cooking. It's 235-5555 or go online at giovannisofwilmer.com. All right, waiver wire, some value out there. And with these injuries, holy, and bye weeks, holy smokes. Let's talk about quarterbacks. Go ahead, Justin.
All right, we went through a few of the options on daily plays. I will tell you this week, if he is still on your waiver wire, he's available in over 50% of leagues right now. I like Caleb Williams this week. It's a great matchup with Jacksonville. They're playing at home, and he's played better every single week. You can see his growth and improvement weekly with every game, and he's got all them weapons, and DeAndre Swift has taken off. So Caleb Williams, available in over 50% of leagues.
Jack.
Yep. So even more available, but on bye, Sam Darnold. I mean, this guy's got to be picked up still. So who would I pick up this week and throw in? Okay, we're going to toss a dart here, John, and I'm going to give you someone that is definitely available in your league, and his name is Bo Nix, quarterback for Denver Broncos. All right, so the guy's rushed for 3 touchdowns this season. He just came off a 22-point outing, 200 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, 1 rushing touchdown against the Las Vegas Raiders. Now he's got the Chargers coming to him. Then he goes to New Orleans. Then Carolina coming to him. Then Baltimore and Kansas City on the road. But those are shootout type of games. I think ugly football, good fantasy for Bo Nix. He's available in almost every league.
I like both those calls. The one I can't get over, and I guess I do understand it, is Daniel Jones is available in 75% of leagues. So yeah, let's run down his fantasy points. 5 against the Vikings, yuck. 18, 19, 10 against Dallas, all right. Last week, 22 points against Seattle, and this week he has a shredded Cincinnati defense. I mean, if you've got bye week blues or you're starting Darnold or something like that, and or a Tua or one of those situations, Daniel Jones versus Cincinnati, give me some of that. Holy Hannah. All right, let's move on to running backs, Jack.
Yeah, so running backs, you know, again, looking at injuries with the Giants, you've got Singletary, who's a little banged up, so keep an eye on that. But if you're a Singletary owner or relying on him, right behind him, you've got freaking Tyrone Tracy Jr.,
yes,
who, you know, on a whim, just decided he'd go 18 for 129. And he also did catch 50% of the targets that he got, so he had one catch. So, but 13 fantasy points out of a Giants running back, and he's available in 75% of leagues still. So, you know, I don't understand how someone definitely has Singletary but doesn't have his handcuff with all of these running back problems. So go get your handcuff, get that fifth guy in San Francisco, and put him on the bench in case you need these guys.
Justin.
Yeah, I mean, Jack kind of hit it. There's countless, you know, Tank Bigsby, Tyler Algier, Braylon. Like, these guys are all out there in over 60% of leagues for the most part. So they're the obvious. A play for this week that's available in even more leagues, who's kind of been quiet for a couple weeks, which is probably why he's sitting out there now. Justice Hill for the Baltimore Ravens. Got that matchup with Washington this week. Everyone kind of expects a high-scoring affair. He's available in 71% of leagues right now. PPR format especially. I like Tyrone Tracy. He was my number one. So, you know, Jack already listed him. I'll go Justice Hill right after that, especially in a PPR format.
Yeah, and I'll go even deeper than that. And again, these are just 1 week plays if you need to. And we're talking about 14 team leagues here, but or more. But Jonathan Taylor not playing. Trey Sermon is really banged up. He had a nice week last week, but he's available in 65% of leagues. If Trey Sermon isn't a go, it's Tyler Goodson. He is available in your league. Trust me when I tell you. And as I brought up earlier in Daily Fantasy, Dare Ogunbowale is available in 96% of leagues, and that is, again, if Akers doesn't go and Mixon doesn't go. So you just keep an eye out for some late-minute grabs there. Justin, wide receivers.
John, real quick, every time you say that guy's name, I want to say, would you call me?
Right, right, right. What do you got, Justin?
Well, there's a lot of meat here.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get too overboard because you guys, I'm sure, have some of these names. I'll start with Jalen Tolbert for Dallas. Talk to him about him again during daily play. As good a matchup as you're going to get. Detroit 31st against wide receivers for fantasy. It's a Sunday afternoon game. Should be a fun game. Dallas-Detroit should see some points. He's the number two receiver, and he's available in an amazing 65% of leagues still. So Jalen Tolbert for Dallas.
Unbelievable. Jack.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat on the bones at receiver. I like Tolbert. I like, you know, John, you may mention both of the Giants receivers, but with Malik Nabers. But the guy that I'm targeting, and this is me thinking ahead, is Juju Smith-Schuster, yes, who is on a bye this week, but he's only rostered in 17% of leagues. I literally picked him up in Purple Pride as I was doing this research. So, you know, I dropped Pat Freiermuth because I have Isaiah Likely. So, like, you know you're not going to start two tight ends. You're better off throwing a dart at a Juju Smith-Schuster that he may end up being a baller than holding on to that second or third position of someone that you're not going to start. So it's that time of the year where you got to decide, even in a crunch, I'm going to go to the waiver wire, then drop that guy on your bench and get someone that can do well.
I love both those calls. And then the one I'm going to throw out is the number 22 ranked receiver in fantasy football, according to ESPN, who's available in 75% of leagues is Alec Pierce. And he's proven he can catch the ball from Richardson. He can catch the ball from Flacco. You're kind of taking your life in your own hands because he might get two grabs, but those two grabs could be for 124 yards and a touchdown. And that's just the type of play Alec Pierce is. Again, brought him up in daily. You'll have him for 4 weeks, or at least you should. Xavier Hutchinson's available in 97% of leagues. That's a 16-team league play. But you could have yourself a starting receiver with a C.J. Stroud offense. Jack,
Your Alec Pierce call, look, his only two bad games were against Chicago and Pittsburgh.
Right.
Pittsburgh defense is a baller. I think Chicago's top five in fantasy right now in defense, giving up.
Number two.
So other than that, the guy's got 24, 16, and 25 fantasy points with two games over 100 yards, something that most of our WR1s haven't done yet. And he's going to Tennessee, then Miami coming to him in Houston. Like, until week nine against Minnesota, he's got cupcake matchups.
Yep.
Pierce is a beast for 3 weeks.
Tennessee is the number one defense in the NFL right now against the pass and total. So
that's because everybody runs against them, though. Joe Flacco is going to light them up.
It's because they have the best cornerback in football also.
Yeah,
they're legit against pass. This isn't a good matchup. But I do like the call, like, going forward. But this, I want to play him this week. He needs.
Oh, I would.
I like him, but he gets three targets or so a game. And if he doesn't get that big play, which, like you just said in the numbers, he has in three out of the five games. But if he doesn't get it, you get those single digits.
Right.
Tennessee really has the best cornerback in the league?
Is it Snead?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's debatable.
Him and Surtain. Yep.
He's right out there.
Yeah.
All right, tight ends, Jack. What do you got?
Tight end is one where we've all been so back and forth. The waiver wire has been on fire with tight end stuff. We mentioned Kate Otten in daily play. Somebody mentioned him, and I don't mind that one at all. If I had to pick up one of these guys that's readily available, hold on, let me get this real quick, John, because my readily available guys run up. Here we go. Kate Otten, you know what you could do? Take a stab at Hunter Henry with Drake May getting the start now. Might be a new way to go. Again, tight end, everyone's throwing it away, right, this season so far. But the offensive weapons in New England stop at Ramondre Stevenson. So Hunter Henry's the next big weapon on offense there, and Drake May might be able to utilize him better than he was with Jacoby Brissett. So I'd pick Henry up and give him a ride, see what happens, if you need someone that's available.
Justin.
You know, I don't know if he'll play. If he does, I like Taysom Hill with the rookie quarterback and the matchup against Kansas City. Keep an eye on the rib injury. He is available in 75% of leagues. Hunter Henry was mine. It's not a great matchup, but like Jack said, it's a rookie quarterback. Hunter Henry is big, and he has, three, four huge games every year. So I like that call as well. Otherwise, we'll go back to the old daily play. Well, grab yourself some Theo Johnson for the Giants. He's only available in 99% of leagues, so you're going to want to get on that. But it's a good matchup, and it's a Sunday night game. You know, if you're taking when I take dart throws and I'm just grabbing a guy to fill in like this, I like if I can get a Sunday night or a Monday night player, that's what I do. Just so I have one more person going, one last hope. If I'm in a tight matchup.
Yeah, one guy available in 48% of leagues. We talked about him with Zach Ertz. Another guy in about 60% of leagues is Tyler Conklin. I mean, we're to a point where we expect zero. That's how bad it's gotten at tight end. We just expect zero. And all right, let's run through defenses quick. Justin, what do you got?
All right, on the defensive side of the ball, ones that are available. I love the Buccaneers. Oh. I'll take the easy one. They're playing a rookie quarterback. We don't really know what we're going to get out of the Spencer Rattler. But it's good matchup against a rookie. So I'll go with the Bucs. They're available in 65% of leagues.
God, the Colts are owned in 24% of leagues. Are you kidding me? Jack, defenses.
Yeah, the Bucs are definitely the way to go. If they're not available in your league, the one that's right on the cusp of availability and whatnot would be the Chargers. They haven't been overly sexy this year, but because no defensive touchdowns, but they're coming off a bye. They had Vegas, Carolina, and Kansas City. They put up double-digit points against each of those. It's only against Pittsburgh that they put up a four. Now they're going to Denver, going to Arizona. Then they've got New Orleans and Cleveland and Tennessee. And I'm smelling some weak offenses in there a little bit. So the Chargers could be a defense to run with. They're available in 65% of leagues.
I'll be quick. If the Bears are out there, they play Jacksonville. Are you kidding me? The Bears are available in 46% of leagues, and they play Jacksonville, and they're the number three ranked fantasy defense. Come on, guys. All right, we'll come back. Time for Trenchum and Benchum. Talk about the remaining games for week six. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Foursome. If you miss any part of the Fantasy Football Foursome, you know what to do. Go to 941theloon.com or grab that free 941 The Loon app. And we put the shows up there in their entirety so you can listen at your leisure. Time for Trenchum and Benchum. And on by this week, we've got the Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and the Vikings. So games kick off at 8:30 in the morning. One of two for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They're going back to back, this time against the Chicago Bears, Jack.
Yeah, so start on the Jacksonville side of the ball. Trey Law, he's been playing better, but against the Chicago defense, I've got him on the bench. Got a bench grade on Trevor Lawrence. I think you're trying to win a fantasy week, not stick with who you drafted in the wrong position. A lot of quarterbacks are going to do better than Trevor Lawrence this week, but he's got some players. So we'll start with the running back. ETN carrying the questionable tag into the weekend. So if you don't have Tank Bigsby on your bench to be able to swap him out, then you got to keep a real close eye and get up Sunday morning and see if ETN's a go. If he's a full go, you can start him. Chicago's not great against the run. Then you've got Thomas Jr. and Kirk. Again, Chicago's good against the pass, but these guys are both having really good seasons. The last three games have been really good for both players. So I think you can put them in a WR2 sexy flexi. Not starting the tight end. I'm not starting anybody else for looking at anybody else in that deal. Onto the Chicago side of the ball. We mentioned Caleb Williams in a DFS play, and that's where I like to keep him. I wouldn't start him in my fantasy league if I didn't have to. I did in one league, and it killed me. But DeAndre Swift, he's earned his spot as an RB1. He's back in the mix. DJ Moore, I've got him in as a WR2. And then if you have to take a flex play with Allen or Odunze, I probably like Odunze better. And Cole Kmet's been a pretty darn serviceable tight end, John, if you need one. So I got four or five plays on each side. I really don't love either quarterback. I'd go with Williams if I had to pick between the two. But there are better options, in my opinion, on your waiver wire for a quarterback this week. Don't care what happens in this game, but because it's on early, I'll get up and watch it.
Chicago is favored by 1.5. A game I wish we would get, Justin, but I don't think we are because we'll have the Green Bay game. But I'd love to see this one. Talk about a shocker, the Washington football team, and yes, I know they're the Commanders, against Baltimore, and a shootout and a rivalry. They're so close to each other. Anyway, Washington, Baltimore.
You know, every single angle of this game screams a ton of points.
Yep.
And that means I am fearful that we get some random 9-6 game or something. But let me just strengthen the cause for a bunch of points. These are the number one and number two offenses in EPA this season through five games, expected points added, which means the expected number of points they're going to get on a drive per team, they are scoring more points than expected than any other teams in the NFL. They're number one and number two. So we're going to pretty much trench everybody in this game. Let's start on the Baltimore side of the ball and keep it simple. Lamar Jackson, who is playing out of his mind again this year, is in the trenches. Derrick Henry, who leads the league in yards after contact through 5 weeks, no surprise there. He's in your lineup. Zay Flowers, having a nice season. I'm not a big Zay Flowers guy, but he would be in my lineup. Definitely wide receiver two range. Flex if you're super lucky. I am staying away from the Ravens defense in this game. I'll give Justice Hill, if you're desperate with buys and injuries and stuff, not a terrible play at the running back. I don't know what to do with either of the tight ends. You know, you're probably having to play one of them. You know, I'm still going to play Likely over Andrews. I'm not going to play Andrews. Let me keep that simple. Andrews on the bench until he breaks out or if he breaks out. Likely, I'm going to play him this week just because of the matchup and the offenses. I'll put him in onto the Washington side of the ball. Jaden Daniels in the trenches, red hot. Terry McLaurin, the resurgence, love seeing it. He's in the trenches. Robinson Jr., if he goes, he is absolutely in. If he doesn't, Eckler is even more valuable, so get him in there in his place. Zach Ertz, and that's it for this game.
51.5 on the over-under. Yeah, stay away from the defenses. I agree with that. 51.5 over-under. Baltimore favored by 7 points. Wow. I get to break down Arizona at Green Bay now. There is an 83% chance of rain in this game, so I'm not sure what to think about the passing attack, but Kyler Murray ripped a huge run off last week. That's what we wanted to see out of him. I still like him. I'll start him this week. James Conner is the 12th-ranked, quietly the 12th-ranked running back in fantasy football. Sure. Marvin Harrison Jr., I believe he's a flex. Michael Wilson, let's give him a chance. Greg Dortch has done almost nothing this year, which is, I guess, a little shocking to me after you, if you listen to all the talk in the preseason. Trey McBride, yeah, you throw him out there in every scenario. Over to Green Bay, Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Jalen Reed, Romeo Doubs back from his one-game suspension. I like him. I like all of them. And, yeah, we all told you to pick up Dontavian Wicks, and he had a rough go last week, but he still had 26% of the target share last week, and you can't ignore that. And if you've got a bye week problem, I don't mind throwing Dontavian Wicks out in a flex position. I mean, a lot of these guys had early drop problems, him being one of them, and then they just get it. And I think he's too good. I think he will eventually get it. Tucker Kraft, yep, all formats, throw him out there. He's looking real good. Green Bay favored by 5.5 at home. Houston and New England, Jack.
Yeah, so it should be a pretty fun game with some fantasy implications because of so many things going on in Houston. But C.J. Stroud, I've got him in the trenches this week. I'm going to play him. He's not been the best fantasy quarterback all season, but he's been reliable to get you the points. So there's no reason to second-guess if he's your QB. There is a reason to second-guess Joe Mixon. The guys have taken a snap since week 2 in Chicago, and the one good game he had at the beginning of the year was against Indy, and we all now know what that defense is, right? So even if Mixon goes, there's no guarantee he's going to be a powerhouse. Who will be, though, will be Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell. These guys are WR1s this week. Both of them, I like both of them to have good games. New England ranks 20th against the wide receiver position. Dalton Schultz at tight end, if it's a tight end mandatory. Hutchinson and Ogunbowale, these are guys that I would have potentially on my roster, but I don't trench them this week unless something happens to Mixon. And then that's as far as I go. I'm not getting into Robert Woods or Damian Pierce or any of those guys. On to the New England side of the ball, we talked about Drake May in a DFS play, and that's where I'd keep him. I did pick him up in a couple of leagues just to see if he breaks out, that I would have him or someone else wouldn't. Then from there, I would start potentially Gibson at running back if Stevenson is still carrying the questionable. He's projected at 0, so I'm sure they're just waiting to push him to doubtful or out. And then Hunter Henry at tight end is the only other real stab I would take there. I just don't trust Polk Douglas enough, and I don't know what May is going to do. Henry's the only player whose name has been out there regardless. So not a lot going on in New England, a lot going on in Houston. Again, fantasy implications on that side.
We got Houston favored by 6.5 points. I thought that was an interesting one. Justin, you're up next. Tampa Bay at New Orleans.
Okay, Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield is dealing. He's only got 2 picks on the season, which is really impressive. He's the number four quarterback, I think, now in fantasy football. He's in the trenches, absolutely. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Flip a coin, I don't like either, but flip a coin between Rashad White and Bucky Irving and throw one of them in. It looked like White had the better game last week. Before that, it looked like Irving was kind of taking over. Flip a coin, and hopefully you have a different option. I would like to keep both of them on the bench, especially against New Orleans. In fact, I will say don't play either one because it's a guessing game, right? And that K. Dotton at tight end, just because he's a tight end, and none of them are doing great except Brock Bowers, really. That's it for the Tampa Bay side. And the defense. I'm definitely trenching the defense. On to New Orleans. Spencer Rattler, he showed some flashes in the preseason. He's definitely got some ability, but he's really, really inconsistent, which is why I like that Tampa Bay defense. In a daily play, sure, take a shot, but I'm staying away from him in regular fantasy. I will trench Alvin Kamara And I will honestly just give Olave and Shahid flex ranks this week. You know, wide receiver two at the best. Shahid has been the better of the two. That's obvious. I feel like Rattler may have a little more chemistry with Shahid, but he's probably going to want to try and feed Olave because he is super talented still. But throw both of them in your lineup in a flex or as a wide receiver too. If he's healthy, I don't mind Taysom Hill at the tight end spot. Take a little shot, and that's it. As good as Tampa Bay's been, the Saints' defense has been solid. They're kind of a safe play. Even against Kansas City, you know, they've gotten positive points against every team. So I don't hate the Saints' defense this week either.
Tampa Bay is favored by 3.5 in that game. And Rattler said, yeah, I'm throwing the ball to Olave as much as I can. So we'll see how that turns out. I get to break down Cleveland versus Philadelphia. Here's a stat for you guys, and I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. A guy named James Dater, who is a staff writer for a website, threw this out. Deshaun Watson, since being traded to the Browns, has more settled lawsuits than touchdown passes. Yes, he's settled 23 lawsuits, and he has 19 touchdown passes since he's been traded to the Browns. Congratulations, Deshaun. Yeah.
That is the stat of the year, John. That is my favorite stat.
Well, you're leaving him on the bench because he stinks. When are they going to go to Jameis? Never, because they paid so much for Watson, and the guy's cashed out. I don't want any of these Browns. Amari Cooper, there's talk of him being traded. Jerry Jeudy has kind of stunk up the joint. Elijah Moore, who, you know, David Njoku, I don't know if he's going to be on the field. I mean, honestly, I heard some NFL people talking like, really, we only have 31 teams. Oh, yeah, the Browns are in there, too. So I don't want any of it. Maybe their defense, but I don't even want that this week against the Philadelphia Eagles, where you're starting everybody, and they look like they are healthy. And that's a good thing for fantasy football. Jalen Hurts, Barkley's the number one running back, probably the number one pick overall at this point. A.J. Brown's back. Devonta Smith is scheduled to play. I think it'd have to be a pretty deep league before I'd put Jahan Dotson in there. And Dallas Goedert, you know, we say it every time it comes up, entrenchment, bench him. Yeah, tight end mandatory. I guess you throw him out there. But I look at, like, the Eagles, I think, are just going to smoke Cleveland at home in this game. The NFL lines say Philadelphia by 9.5 points. Jack, you get Indianapolis and Tennessee.
Well, I don't like them by 9.5. I don't like anybody by that much. Still the NFL. All right. Jonathan Taylor didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday. Wasn't seen at Friday's session. Saturday report hasn't come out yet as we're doing this. So keep an eye on that. If Taylor is not at practice and is out, then you've got to jump in there and try to get Trey Sermon or somebody in your lineup. If he is a go, then he's 100% in the trenches. Anthony Richardson. I'm putting him on the bench. He's carrying healthy into the weekend, but the guy hasn't made it through a whole lot of games, and I can't afford to lose a thing in fantasy this week. So if it was Flacco, I'd start him. With Richardson, I'm not dropping the guy to the waiver wire just yet. I might, but I'm definitely not starting this week no matter what. On the receiver side, Pierce is the only one I really like that's been remotely healthy. I don't know how this Indianapolis team is gluing this thing together so far, but, I mean, it's looking pretty bad for them when it comes to injuries and whatnot. On to the Tennessee Titans. Pollard at running back, we're going to have him in there. Taji Spears as an RB2 or even a sexy flexi. He's had some pretty good games. And, John, if you want to cue the music and play your boy Will Levis.
You know, I actually had it ready to go, and I thought, you know, maybe it would be a little overbearing if I dialed it up again. But anyway, go on.
Well, you know, so coming off of a -1 outing against Miami, right, where obviously he didn't play the whole game, then a bye week. Now he's got Indy. He did double-digit points against the Jets in Green Bay. I think this week, with Indy coming to Tennessee, Levis is going to be a baller. I think he outscores Richardson for sure. So if you have to put him or Richardson in, you go Levis, and then you use that information to determine whether or not you want the guy on your team. Calvin Ridley is a WR2. Hopkins is a 2 or sexy flexi at best. I'm not going with the tight ends. I like Okonkwo as a player, but I just don't know what Tennessee's got going on yet. Starting a defense, I would go with Tennessee's. I would never start Indy's defense, no matter what. I'd rather have a 0 in that spot and not start a team than go with Indy. Tennessee should win pretty easily, regardless of who plays, unless they start Flacco. Then I honestly think Indy could win the game.
Tennessee is favored by 2.5 right now.
Just cover that if Richardson's in.
Yeah. Late afternoon games start. Justin, Chargers, Denver.
I'm going to be honest. I start the Denver defense, and I don't think you should play anyone else on either team. And I'm tempted to say, prove me wrong. You don't want to play Herbert. I don't want to play any of the Charger receivers, especially against Denver in their secondary. I don't know if Surtain's going to be lining up on McConkie or Quentin Johnson. And honestly, I don't think it matters because their other corner will cover the other guy. And J.K. Dobbins has fallen off a cliff. Yep. And Gus Edwards, both of them, like, they're not gaining more than 50 yards a game right now, and they're not getting into the end zone. So I am not playing any Charger. If you – J.K. Dobbins I get at running back because there are some limited options and there's bye weeks. If I'm picking a receiver between McConkie and Quentin Johnston, I'd rather play McConkie. He's a better route runner, and I think he'll run out of the slot a little bit. So he's probably going to lead the team in receptions. But I, if you're playing any Chargers or Broncos this week, other than the defense, I think you're in trouble. Same thing on the Denver side. I'm only going to trench the defense. That's it. I don't want Javonte Williams. I don't want McLaughlin. I'm not playing any of those guys.
It's never been more abundantly clear how important tackles are until you've lost Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt. I mean that, yeah, the Chargers can't put anything together. Anything offensively. Chargers favored by 3.5, and yeah, maybe I'll take the under 35.5. Ugh, yuck. Well,
Denver in the points for sure.
Yeah. Speaking of garbage games, Pittsburgh and the Raiders. Now I can make this pretty quick. Justin Fields, throw him out there.
What's the over-under on that one, John?
So 36.5, and I'll go under that one as well.
I'll take the over all day.
Two, John, on top of losing the two tackles, you just reminded me, who did the Chargers play in the first 2 weeks when Dobbins went off? Yeah. They played the Raiders, who everyone is going off on, on the ground, and they played Carolina.
Right.
And now, since those two games, you know, it's just been – and I got it. Losing those two players definitely impacted as well.
Ugh. Well, on the Steelers side, Justin Fields, sure, throw him out there. I mean, it's kind of like Anthony Richardson. Good things could happen, especially against the Raiders. But Russell Wilson is practicing again. Will this be Justin Fields' last start unless he does something spectacular? I don't know. Justin brought up Najee Harris. He's the only thing going. And, yeah, he runs like he's in wet cement. But, you know, kind of like Dobbins, got to throw him out there. He's a one-man show. In a run-heavy offense, George Pickens is kind of in trouble with the team. He's kind of acting like a spoiled brat on the field, but his fantasy numbers have been pretty good. So he's a WR2. Pat Freiermuth, sure, why not? Like we say every time. I love the Steelers' defense this week. Why? Because, well, the Raiders are starting Aiden O'Connell. Enjoy that, guys. And as far as their running attack goes, I've made it abundantly clear how I feel about Zamir White. Alexander Mattison, I don't want any of these guys up against Pittsburgh. Devontae Adams still sitting there with his fake hamstring injury, trying to get traded to the Ravens. You know, maybe some later on plays for you if you're looking deeper for receiver. Jacoby Myers, Trey Tucker, they're going to be the only things going besides Brock Bowers, and I'm starting Bowers this week. Pittsburgh favored by 3 again, the over under 36.5. Atlanta, Carolina, Jack.
Finally, a game with some fantasy projections above 5. Jeez Louise. Kirk Cousins against Carolina. Carolina's given up 33 points per game, worst in the NFL. A divisional matchup, I know we throw a lot of things out the window, but we're not throwing the worst points given up defense against the 500-plus yard Kirk Cousins. Cousins is in that trench. QB1, let's go. Drake London. I've got Bijan in there. Mooney, McLeod is a sexy flexy. Mooney, John, as we discussed, this guy's he's the bottom of the WR1s or top of the WR2s. I mean, in fantasy football, you got to have this guy in your lineups.
Moondog.
Ray McLeod, I've got him in a sexy flexy. Pitts, tight end one. Keep an eye on Robinson. If they decide not to roll with the guy, Algier will be a beast. You can feel free to throw him in there. And then we'll move on to the Carolina side of the ball where, you know, they have been playing better ball since they have Andy Dalton at the start. Chuba Hubbard, Atlanta's been great against running backs this year, strangely. I've seen him do a lot of goal line stands. Hubbard is a little butterball turkey of a running back, though, man. This guy can really pound the rock. So I've got him in there as an RB2. I'm not starting Johnson. I'm not starting Dalton. I'm not starting Leggett, Mingo. I'm not putting anybody else in this thing. Trimble, their tight end, is out. If that means anything to anybody, it shouldn't. So I would start the running back in Carolina, everybody else in Atlanta. If I had to pick a defense, which I wouldn't start either one if I had to, or I mean, unless I had to, but I would go with Atlanta's, obviously. So Atlanta to win this one should be, they should cover, and they'll hit the over on points by themselves.
Atlanta favored by 6.5.
Let's go.
All right. Well, we're going to have to go to overtime, speaking of goal, because we are out of time on the Fantasy Football Foursome, but we've got three more games to break down. We will do that on the app, on the website, 941theloon.com or the free 94.1 The Loon app, and we will keep rolling with the games up until the end. So,
hey, John.
Yeah.
They're going to want to listen in for my analogy on this Robert Saleh deal with the Jets. I got a Justin Havemeyer is in the analogy.
I like it. All right. Well, we want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas. And for Jack and Justin, my name is John. We'll see you next Saturday at 10. And we'll see you over on the app for the Fantasy Football Foursome.